You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy show listener to solve the problems. This time it comes from a guy who says, no name, please. But we're going to call him Snoop. You want to know why?
Tell us.
Here's the letter. I happen to discover where my girlfriend keeps her journal.
Mm-hmm. Happen to discover.
You already see where this is going.
Okay.
He writes, and although I almost always ignore it, let that sink in for a second, too. Every once in a while, just in case she's talking about us. This morning after she went to work, I took a peek because it had been at least 6 months since I looked. And over the weekend, I guess she wrote that she'd heard from DT. I don't know who DT is. And let me just jump in here before Jeremy has a chance to make a joke about DT.
I know
it's
a guy.
It's not me.
I know a guy.
It is not this DT.
Okay.
He says, I don't know who DT is, but from what she wrote, I almost think they were either engaged or almost engaged. Now he wants to just, quote, catch up over coffee, end quote, while he's in town. And she wrote that she didn't know if she should respond. So now I'm all weirded out because she's thinking about connecting with an old boyfriend, but I can't say anything because I found out by reading her journal. I hear you always helping people with problems, and I'd like to know how you'd handle this one. Say something or not. No name, please. We're going to call him Snoop.
Sorry, Snoop. You're screwed, dude.
You kind of, once you start violating her privacy, you have lost any right to even be insecure about something like that. Are you and I not seeing this properly?
There's got to be a way around this where he can bring it up without letting on that he was in the journal. There's got to be a way.
Like how?
I don't know. Is it something where he was cleaning and it fell and it fell to that page as it fell out of a drawer? He was straightening things up right there and he just happened to glance down and see it. See that page. He said, what is this? I mean, you could play the dumb factor, you know, play dumb about it. Be like, this fell on the floor. I saw it. I started reading it. I didn't know what it was. I didn't go looking for it. You could play dumb.
Would you read Nicole's journal?
All day long, front to back, upside down, inside out.
You would?
Any other questions? Sure, I would. Wow. And I will tell you, I will guarantee you, if she was cleaning out my drawers and found a journal, she'd be skimming through that, too. She would do the same. Absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you? I gotta know what's going on, man. But you, I know you, you're all noble. And you'd never
do
that.
No, I'm sitting here. I don't have an answer because I don't know what I've never been confronted with this. I have never found a journal from anybody that I've been in a relationship with, and I don't know how I'd respond. I mean, if it's sitting there,
you'd thumb through it.
I agree with you. The noble thing to say is I would never touch that. But if you didn't even know it existed and you see it sitting there and you're like, wait.
But you would, you know, maybe get a page into it and realize what you're looking at and be like, whoa, and you close it up and say, this is not for me. This is.
I don't want to be accused of trying to be all noble, but I do think that I would not read it, mostly because I'm in that camp that I don't want to know stuff.
Oh, see, and I do.
I don't think I want to. I don't want to know anything. Like if there was some journal and Gretchen was talking about how she felt about our marriage or whatever, I don't think I would want to read that because it would alter maybe the way I behave.
Absolutely.
And then it's not natural anymore.
Well, if you read that there's things in there that she doesn't like, the constant tickle fights, Dom, that you could maybe be like, whoa, tickle I better fight. Stop the tickle fights. No more. She doesn't like it. You know, you would find things that she doesn't like and you'd improve then. And then you'd be the perfect husband. So you should read the journal.
Well, what makes you think I'm not already a perfect husband?
Well, there is that.
And by the way, for the record, the next tickle fight we have will be the first tickle fight we ever
have. Oh, that's not what I hear.
Oh, really? Is that what you hear?
The word on the street is Dom loves the tickle fights.
No, you know why? Because I would lose. I can't stand to be tickled. I don't need any of that in my life.
My feet, too.
So what are our listeners going to tell Snoop here?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. What do you guys think?
And what if our listeners were honest and called in and talked about whether or not they would read a journal from their SO?
Let's talk about that. Let's see if people are honest with us. What was the original? This is an old boyfriend, right? This DT guy.
Well, he's thinking. He says he didn't know about him. What did he say?
It could be completely innocent.
I don't know
innocent.
Who DT is, but from what she wrote, I almost think they were either engaged or almost engaged.
Lovers.
And he just wants to catch up over coffee while he's in town. So he's not even a regular...
Sure.
Threat to Snoop because he doesn't even live here.
All right, so I guess we'll want some listeners' input.
Lily was the first one in. We're going to go to you first. Lily, what do you think about all this?
Hey, I think that Snoop should not tell her that he found out
Oh, Lily, your phone is so bad. We're losing your phone,
Lily. Put that phone up right up to your
Put your left arm up in the air and turn your head to the right a little bit.
Okay, now try.
Is that better?
So he shouldn't say anything. Why?
One, because she would then catch him snooping, and then he would break her trust. And two, because if they really have this great relationship, then he shouldn't be worried, and either she'll say no to this guy, or if she goes and gets coffee or whatever, it won't be anything.
Yeah, in his own words, he goes, she wrote that she didn't know if she should respond. So she's not even for sure going to go do this. Mm-hmm. And even if she did, so what?
Well, then you just follow her then, right?
Oh, for God's
sakes. Yeah, this is pretty G-rated. I don't know if he really wants to pick a battle over this.
That's funny.
That is well said.
Yeah.
Lily, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You too. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Bye, Lily.
Thank you so much for listening. And then there was Michael. Hello, Michael. Thanks for calling.
How are we doing this morning, boys?
Good.
We are doing quite well.
What's your thoughts?
I just think, I mean, to me, if you're married, I should be her journal. If she has things she wants to tell me or come to me, things like that happen.
What?
If we're in a marriage or we're in a relationship, we should be able to sit down and just like, you know, hey, this happened today. You know, I'm not going to act on it, but this did happen today.
But, yeah, I like you know, that. I could
well,
see
first
that
of all, they're not married. That's one thing. And then secondly, what's wrong with keeping a journal, though? You know, your spouse doesn't have to tell you everything.
You're keeping secrets from each other. If you're in a relationship, like I said, you need to learn to build that trust, you know, to have a relationship. So when things like that do come up, we don't act on them.
I'm kind of with Michael.
I'm not.
I mean, this is sketchy. She's potentially going to go to coffee with an old lover.
Right.
Or she might not.
How would she like it if Snoop was doing that?
She just wrote in her journal that the coffee boy reached out to her. She's not even sure she's going to respond.
Great. So say she found Snoop's journal where Snoop is journaling, this old girlfriend cheerleader of mine, we're going to meet up for coffee. Just as friends. How would she feel?
The cheerleader reached out and he doesn't know if he's going to even respond. First of all, it's not her business.
It kind of is if they're boyfriend girlfriend and she really likes Snoop, she'd be worried that she could potentially lose Snoop.
I disagree.
Exactly. Either way it could go.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of cavemanish and controlling to me. I must know every thought you have.
Well, Michael, let's grab our clubs and get out of here.
Yeah, really.
Grunt, grunt, scratch, scratch. Let's go
fart and
let's go fight a tiger.
That's it. I'm with you.
All right, buddy.
You're a good man, Michael. Have a great day.
You guys do the same. Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you. gracious. Who's next? It's Emily. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, boys.
Emily.
Hello. So this is like a huge violation. I had this happen to me where my girlfriend at the time read my journal, and I never felt the same. I felt totally betrayed. We of course broke up, and I'm. It's like that is like a huge violation. I would call him Snoop Dogg if that wasn't already taken because he is a Snoop and a dog.
Mm.
I like your call, Emily. I hope you have a great... Wait a minute. Are you in a much stronger, healthier relationship now?
Oh, gosh, Yeah, my wife and I have been together for 14 years.
Good for you.
Get that Snoop out of your life. You have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Love ya.
Love you.
Love ya back. Let me get to a note. Before we go back to the phones, Aaron, hold on the phones. I want to read this note. Speaking of what Emily just said about her partner reading that, Andy wrote in. He said, I can speak from experience. I read my girlfriend's journal, and there was nothing in there except glowing comments about me. Get a load of this. One day, I set it down and forgot about it. So it was just sitting there on the nightstand on my side of the bed when she got home. And he writes, and that ended the relationship. She said she couldn't trust me with anything. Mm. I will never forget that lesson. So here he's in a good relationship. She's got nothing but glowing, wonderful things to say about him. And he blows it all by violating her trust and her privacy.
By being a slob and not putting things away.
Yeah.
Sounds like a typical
guy. Multiple lessons. Probably had his underwear on the floor.
That's
too,
right. Laundry everywhere.
Oh, God. Hey, Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what do you want to say about this?
Well, I think I'm kind of echoing what everybody else is saying. I'm seriously bothered by the fact that he read her journal. One of the guys that got on said that you should be able to communicate with your partner and tell them everything. You don't need a journal. I'm sorry, that's not what they're for. You're supposed to be able to go in and talk about private things. That being said, he definitely should not say anything to her, because I guarantee she's not going to be okay, and she's just going to walk, because he definitely was in the wrong here.
I agree.
All right. Very good.
And you know what? And if she walks, I got her back on that. It's like, yeah, if he's snooping through your journal. And yes, thank you for bringing up that point about journals. That is not what they're for. They're not, your communication with your spouse. They're your own way. It's almost like a mental health break.
Journals are important. Exactly. All fun and joking aside, it's important to have
one. It's a mental health thing
for
you.
It sure
is. And it's not anybody else's business.
Exactly. So. You got it. Yep. Well, thanks, boys. I appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for being
on
the show.
Later.
Hope you have a great day. Thanks for your time. So, like I said, I was being honest. I mean, if Gretchen's journal, as far as I know, she doesn't have one, but if she did and I saw it sitting there, I'm not going to lie. I'd be tempted, but I think I would hate myself for doing it.
You'd feel a little guilty, I guess.
Oh, I'd feel really guilty. So I hope she doesn't have a journal, because I don't even want to even be confronted with that possibility. I'm going to ask her and I'm going to send her a text right now. Do you have a journal?
She's not going to tell you.
She's going to be like, why?
Dear journal.
Does Nicole keep anything like that you
nothing
know of?
I know of, I don't think so.
And the thing that Michael was saying, too, that you talk about everything. You know my stance on that. I don't think couples should talk about everything.
Too much communication. And I'm on
sometimes.
The opposite end. I love the talking, spilling the beans on everything.
There's a difference between loving talking. I love to talk to her about
on everything.
Things.
We talk about everything. There's no secrets that you keep.
I don't think it should be that way.
Well,
you got to be two individuals coming together. You can't be.
You can still be an individual, though. You can still have your own opinions and stuff.
How can you be an individual?
That's where the arguments start. That's the fun stuff.
How can you be an individual with your own thoughts if you have
to share
all of them?
You can disagree. You can share your feelings and totally disagree. I know you guys disagree on stuff.
Absolutely, we do.
Well, then just talk about it. What's the big deal?
There is no big deal with that, but you still can have your own private thoughts. You don't always have to vomit everything out. I mean, there's too much communication sometimes, and we have divorced people listening to the show right now who would agree with me on that.
That there's too much communication?
If they hadn't pushed for 100%, of everything being shared, they'd probably still be happy and together.
Okay, then I guess you got the other side, like me, who's been with somebody for 20 years with constant communication, and it's happy and it's working, and you can blame it on the constant communication. Hmm. We'll never agree on this.
We'll never agree, and who cares?
Who cares? I'm going to journal about it today.
People
are different!